It's time for another fun fact, and this week, Jeremy, we are headed to Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Yay, I was actually just there like a month ago.
And not only are we headed to Hollywood Studios, but we are headed to the Tower of Terror.
All right.
So, I mean, you've got to be liking your odds here at this point.
I'm cautiously optimistic because I feel like I'm just not going to know.
You should be optimistic on this one. So, Jeremy, you know there's a pre-show to the Tower of Terror, right?
Mm-hmm. I know it well.
In the library, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, so in the library, there is a nod to Mickey Mouse in this non-Mickey Mouse attraction. Do you know where that nod to Mickey Mouse is and what it is?
Man.
Or just what it is, because, you know, that also tells you where it is, more or less. It's in the library.
There is so much stuff in the library. I feel like, you know, I know it's a hilarious bit we do where I guess silly things and ha 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 ha, and then you just end up having to tell me because I'm dumb, but I don't even know where I would begin. I assume it's on top of the bookshelves. There's a spot between the ceiling and the top of the bookshelves where there's a ton of like little knickknacks.
There is, but it is not up there.
But it is like a little knickknack.
It is a little knickknack.
Well, so it'd have to be on the shelf then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's on a shelf.
There's a spot where the cast member always stands. And it's, if you're walking into the room, it's right inside the door to the right.
I don't believe that is where this is. It is on one of the library shelves. It is a thing on one of the library shelves. So then the question is, what is that thing?
What is it? Yeah. Okay. What would fit in the Hollywood Tower Hotel? Is it Mickey's hat from Fantasia?
No.
I'm trying to think of what would blend in with the Hollywood Tower Hotel.
Yeah. And that's definitely a good question. Is what blends into that library? Doesn't draw your eye or anything.
Well, and here's the thing.
This definitely does not draw your eye.
The lights in the library are only on for as long as it takes everybody to get in. Because once everybody's in, the pre-show starts and the lights never come back up.
I think they dim back. I think they come back up after the pre-show. Pretty sure. I'm trying to remember. But anyway, yeah, if you get in early, you get a couple more seconds to look around at stuff.
Is it a steamboat? Like a model of a steamboat?
No, but that would be a good one. I like that. It's much less obvious than that, I would say. You want me to just go ahead and...
I don't know. Yeah, I just don't... I can't imagine, because it would need to be like bronze or something.
So, have you ever noticed a trumpet when you're in the library? Okay, so there is a trumpet on one of the shelves of the library, but the trumpet is not the thing. The trumpet just will lead you to the thing, because it's actually what's under the trumpet. Under the trumpet is some sheet music. And the sheet music is, and it is labeled at the top of the sheet or whatever. The sheet music is for the song "What No Mickey Mouse," which is a song from 1932 written by Irving Caesar. It's kind of a crazy song. You should probably look it up, listen to it on YouTube or whatever. Because it's a song about getting Mickey into the White House. You're going to write him in for the next president. So
really,
yeah, it's funny to me. But anyway, so that was a song written in 1932. And actually, what is probably more interesting to me than a song about making Mickey the next president, which would be pretty interesting, I think. Is that the title of the song "What No Mickey Mouse" actually comes from what at the time was a very popular saying, basically saying, you know, you go to watch a movie and before the movie you have the cartoons and all that stuff, and Mickey Mouse was such a popular thing that if there was not a Mickey cartoon before the movie, "What No Mickey Mouse" would be the phrase that would be used. And so it became a well-known phrase for movies that did not have a Mickey Mouse cartoon in front of them. But yeah, there's some sheet music there, which, you know, I know that we've covered Tower of Terror. I think at least this is probably Is this the third or fourth time we've covered it? I want to say at least third, maybe fourth. But I thought this one was interesting because instead of being, you know, what Tower of Terror episode is this thing from or something like that, which I think we will still have more Tower of Terror stuff in Fun Fact because it is just so chock full of them. But to have something that is instead a nod to Mickey Mouse, where there aren't a lot of them in this attraction, I like it, you know, because again, it's a very small thing. It is so easy to pass up, but it's very cool. And as you said, there's so much stuff in that library. I now want to get like maybe stuck in the library for a bit, where I could just walk around and really take in everything that's in there.
Yeah.
And that's honestly, that's what I really love about doing Fun Facts is it makes me take in a lot of the smaller, you know, like I found myself on my last trip spending a lot more time when I was in queues, like with my head just going everywhere, trying to take every little thing in, you know, like looking behind me, making sure I wasn't missing something because I know what the Imagineers are capable of. And I don't want to miss it, man. It's fun.
Yeah. Well, and that attraction is full of that stuff. Like the theming is just incredible.
Yeah, the only problem with Tower is I'm gonna have to watch a lot more Twilight Zone episodes before I'm going to get all of the inside, you know, stuff for that one. So
yeah,
something to aspire to. Well, I think that does it for this fun fact. If you have a fun, interesting, or obscure fact you'd like to share, you can let us know on Twitter. We are at MTM Podcast, or you can find us at Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can always find us at our home on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back with another fun fact. And until then, have a magical day.